104.5 Virgin Radio.
Halloween is tomorrow. Thanks for waking up with us. It is 7:38, and we're very excited because a professional medium who we love, whose name is Patricia, we've had her on the show a few times, readingsbypatricia.com is her website, and she's here this morning because Neera loves to talk about portals, opening up portals, closing portals, and Patricia knows how to do this. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning, Johnny. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good. All right, Patricia. So we love to have you come join us around the Halloween time because, as many people know or may not know, Halloween is the one day where the portal is easier to open to the other side, right?
That's true. Yeah.
So why is that?
Well, it goes back to tradition, actually. It's a Celtic tradition whereby the Celts believe that on the 31st of October, that's probably the time when the veil is the thinnest between the spirit world and the physical. So it's more of an opportunity for portals to be open because they are vortexes of energy.
Okay, call me a dum-dum here. Why would somebody want to open a portal?
Well, that's a good question, Johnny. Probably to make connections with the other world, with the unseen.
So someone passes that you love or you miss them, and it's a chance to talk to them, or maybe somebody that you don't really know is supposed to be talking to you?
It could be, yes, yeah.
Well, sometimes it could be a situation of unfinished business, maybe some closure, maybe resolution, or someone passed away tragically, a trauma, and you may still need to get that closure.
Exactly.
Some people need that. So if you're in a situation where that's what you're looking for, what would you do? How would you start?
Well, it always starts with prayer and meditation and your intention. If your intention is to make a solid connection for the highest good, you can do it.
Okay, so the intention is very important. We're all talking about good intentions.
Yes.
Here.
Okay, because I was going to say, how about if it's like an ex-husband? You're like, you know what? I hate him. Yeah. I want someone to come back and haunt him. That's not good, right, Patricia?
No,
we don't want to do that.
No,
again, her website, readingsbypatricia.com, if you want to get a hold of her this morning. So we start off with meditation, prayer, and setting a positive intention.
That's right. Or active visualization where you see the person.
Whoa. Yeah. So would we need someone to do that for us, or could Johnny and I just sit there and do this ourselves?
Well, it depends on how advanced you are. I don't know.
But okay, well,
we're basic.
That.
We are basic.
He's basic.
Basic.
He's very basic.
we're both basic, Neera. But okay, so we go to you. We pray. We meditate. And then what would you expect? What would be the first thing? You hear a voice? They come through? What is it?
Yes. When a portal is open, you can hear them. You can feel the energy. There could be a sign, like a sudden noise or something drops.
Mm-hmm.
And they typically use electronics as a way to affirm that they're there. So the computer, television.
An iPhone.
Yes, iPhones.
Also, you're like, wait,
absolutely.
Is this Adele? Hello?
Or you could have a bunch of missed calls inexplicably coming in rapid succession, that type of thing, and that happens.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
So if they're trying to give you a sign, I mean, if you can't necessarily hear them speak to you and they're trying to give you a sign, what kind of things are they trying to tell you through these signs? I mean, like, I'd be concerned if cutlery's flying. Right?
Knives.
Well, that's extreme, and I'm not familiar with that, you know, except for the movies and drama.
Right,
you know.
Which is what we see.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But typically, it's just to affirm that, yes, they are vibrating at a different frequency.
Ooh.
They have survived the physical realm, and they're on to the other realms.
Okay.
You know,
it's fascinating.
Other realms of knowing or planes of being.
Uh-huh.
That's how we phrase it.
Patricia, we got about a minute left here. Quickly,
sure.
I want to know. So once you have them, how long do they stay?
Not terribly long as they need to make you understand that they are with you.
Okay.
I think the main thing is also that you close the portal.
Yeah, that's what we were going to ask you. So you open up a portal, you must close it, right?
Exactly.
If you leave it open, other people can come through.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like a sale at Nordstrom.
Not people. Yeah. Spirits.
Spirits,
Johnny.
Yes.
Spirits. Oh, you don't know if they're all with good intention.
Psychic attack.
Whoa.
You don't want attack. So do we close it the same way we opened it?
Yes, and always put a blessing around it.
Okay.
ask that the highest truths and the best be with you at this time and with them.
And if you are, like, say, Johnny and I are doing the portal thing, can I leave Johnny on the other side?
Excuse me.
I don't want.
Well, thanks with all the spirits that hate me. Awesome.
That's
really
extreme.
If you love Patricia, and we've gotten readings from you ourselves personally, yes. You do a great job.
Yeah,
you can hit her
wonderful.
Up.
Thank you.
Online readingsbypatricia.com has all of her contact info there. A professional medium too. Thank you so much for coming
thank
in this
you,
morning.
Aaron, Johnny, it's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
7:43. We're
Johnny,
back with more.
Let's go open a portal.
No, you go on the other side.